when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, everyone. How are you? This is Luke here, and this is another quick episode for me to say a few things to you. I say quick episode. This might end up being 20 minutes long, but it shouldn't be, okay? It should just be very quick. It's just a chance for me to tell you a couple of other things. The first one, you already know, I'm going on holiday tomorrow, so I will be away from the website for a while. This means I might not be able to respond to comments or messages that you leave for me, and there won't be any uploads of the podcast for a little while. I think that you have enough new material to keep you busy until I get back, right? I mean, I've uploaded quite a lot of new stuff lately, so there's stuff there for you to digest while I'm away. I will be back in a couple of weeks. I'm going to Indonesia. Going to go to visit Java and Lombok and have a nice time. I'll tell you about it when I get back. I might record some stuff while I'm there, but I will be on holiday, so I'm not going to be thinking about it too much. But I'll tell you about the holiday when I get back, okay? The second thing is the competition, right? You know that I'm running a competition at the moment. All the details are in episode 200. I get the impression that a lot of people out there are scratching their heads, kind of thinking, well, I'd like to take part in Luke's competition, but what shall I talk about? You might be thinking, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. It's easy. It seems to be easy for Luke. He just comes out with stuff off the top of his head, and it's his language. I mean, he's doing it in his first language. It's much easier. In English as a second language, it's difficult for me to record myself. Oh, I don't know what to say, for example. I said in a couple of episodes ago, when was it? I can't remember. In an episode ago or something, I said I'd received 7 entries. The number has increased. I've got 9 now. It's moving in the right direction. I mean, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But I would just like to now give you some inspiration. If you're wondering what to talk about, let me give you some inspiration. So what I'm going to do now is read through some questions that you could answer in your competition entry if you fancy taking part. Okay, so here are some questions. Remember, you don't have to worry about doing any special sounds or jingles or music. You don't have to worry about that. Just record yourself talking. Also, it doesn't have to be 5 minutes. You can do less than that if you want. All right, no pressure. But do take part. Here are some questions which you can use as inspiration for your recording if you were wondering what to talk about. Okay, so I've actually just brainstormed now a list of 60 questions, and I'm just going to fly through them all just to show you that you could answer any of these things, or none of them if you want. But if you're scratching your head thinking, what am I going to talk about? Here's some inspiration, okay? Right, so question one, who are you? Tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? What are you doing right now? What's going on around you as you record your message? So just tell us about who you are. Two, how did you discover Luke's English Podcast? Number three, what do you like about Luke's English Podcast? Why do you listen to it? Why Luke's English Podcast? Why are you a leper, okay? And what do you like about being a leper? All right. If you don't know what a leper is, you need to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes to know what I mean when I say a leper. I'm not talking about someone who's sick with leprosy. Although, you never know, I might have some genuine lepers listening to Luke's English podcast. If that is the case, then, you know, I hope you're all right. I hope you're doing okay. I know it must be very difficult for you. I don't mean to make fun of that. That's not what I'm trying to do there. Lepers are it's the nickname for people who listen to Luke's English podcast. L-E-P, lep, lepers. Okay, fine. So what do you like about being a leper in this case? What have you, question four, what have you learned about, what have you learned from Luke's English podcast? Five, if you were Luke, if you were me, right, if you were Luke from Luke's English podcast, what episode would you record? I mean, what would you talk about on the podcast? If you could pick a subject, if you were Luke from Luke's English podcast and you could choose one subject to do an episode about, what would that be about? Okay, what subject would you choose if you were me? Number six, how do you like to improve your English? Can you give us some tips? What methods or what ways do you like to use in order to improve your English? Tell us your method or your ways of improving your English, or just something you like doing as a way of keeping your English fresh. Tell us about that. Number seven, what do you find most difficult about learning English? What's the biggest challenge for you in learning English? Number eight, when do you normally listen to Luke's English podcast? And in fact, I'm going to add, where do you normally listen to Luke's English podcast as well? So when do you normally listen to the podcast and where do you listen? Tell us about the conditions in which you normally listen to the podcast. Number nine, what's your favorite episode of Luke's English podcast and why do you like that one? Number 10, what is your least favorite episode? What's the episode that you don't like? That could be painful, but tell us about the episode you don't like, maybe. Why don't you like it? Number 11, if you could ask me any question, what would it be? And maybe elaborate on why you want me to talk to you about that question. All right. Number 12, if Luke could interview anyone on the podcast, who would you like him to interview? I don't mean to talk about myself in third person there. If I could interview anyone on the podcast, who would you like me to interview? Imagine that I could get an hour with anyone, or even 15 minutes with anyone on earth, who would you like me to interview and why? 13, think of an episode of the podcast. Just think of any episode that I've already done. Can you respond to it in some way? Give a comment in response to one of the episodes of Luke's English podcast that you've listened to. All right. Question 14, tell us about your country or the place that you're living in at the moment. What's going on there? What do you think of it? Tell us about your country at the moment. Number 15, what's the best film that you've ever seen and why do you like it so much? Number 16, what kind of music do you like? Do you have a favorite band or a favorite song? Tell us about it. Why do you like it so much? And here's a bonus question for music. Imagine if you had to go and live on a desert island and you could only bring one record with you, like one song or one CD or something, which one would you bring and why? Okay. Number 17. If you won £15 million in the lottery, if you won the lottery and you got £15 million, what would you do with the money? And how much would you donate to Luke's English podcast? That's just a joke question. You don't have to answer that one. Anyway, but if you won £15 million on the lottery, what would you do with the money? 18, what's your favorite food? Is it healthy food? How often do you eat it? And maybe you could tell us how to cook it. If it's something that you like to cook, you could describe the way in which you cook it. Give us a little cooking lesson, maybe. There's another idea. Maybe you could teach us something that you think that perhaps we don't know. Is there something you know about that you could perhaps try and explain to us or teach to us? What do you want to teach to the world? It could be a recipe on the subject of food. Number 19, if you could speak perfect English, what would you do? All right. Number 20, if you could have any hairstyle, what would you have? And would you have an afro? All right. Number 21, would you cut off one of your toes for £1 million. What would you be prepared to do for £1 million, basically? Number 22, would you get a tattoo on your face for £1 million? And what would the tattoo be? Number 23, do you think computer games are cool or are they sad and why? Number 24, have you ever lived in another country away from your home? Where did you live and how was the experience for you? Number 25, have you ever been to the UK? How was it? What were the good things and what were the bad things for you? Now, if you want, you can apply that question to any other country. Australia, the USA, Japan, Senegal, I don't know. You can apply that question to any other country that you want. 24, are you a geek? Are you a geek or a nerd? And if you are, why? All right. Number 25, have you ever been in a dangerous situation? Tell us about it. Number 26, have you ever done a bungee jump? You know, that's when you jump off a bridge, but you've got like an elasticated rope attached to your legs and you go boing on the end of the rope. It's like really scary. Have you ever done a bungee jump? Tell us about it. To explain the situation. How did you feel? If you haven't done it, would you like to do one? Or why? And why? Maybe you could tell us just, you know, the most frightening experience that you've ever had. Tell us about it from start to finish. All the events and how it made you feel. Number 27, do you believe in ghosts? And have you ever seen a ghost? Number 28, how about a UFO? Do you believe that UFOs exist? Have you ever seen one? Or have you ever just seen or experienced something really weird that you can't really explain? Tell us about it. Number 29, if you could play any musical instrument, which one would you play and why? Number 30, if you could be a famous person, if you could have the life of a famous person, who would it be? All right. Number 31, if there was a movie made about your life, which actor would play you? All right, you can choose any actor, which one is going to be you in a movie about your life. Number 32, if you saw a mouse in your house, what would you do? Would you kill it or would you set it free? Okay, number 32, who's the best? Just, that's it, just who's the best? It's that simple. You can just, you know, interpret that question any way you like. Number 33... do you believe in conspiracy theories? What do you think about conspiracy theories? Do you have any, are there any conspiracy theories that you know about? Can you tell us about any conspiracy theories that you've heard? And what do you think of conspiracy theories in general? All right. Do you think they might be right or are they just nonsense? What do you think about conspiracy theories? Number 34, if you could change one thing about the world, what would you change and why? Number 35, do you believe in love at first sight? Is it possible that can happen? Is there such a thing as love at first sight? Why? If you think so, tell us about it. Number 36, do you understand the British sense of humour? Tell us about humour and the British sense of humour. What about the American sense of humour? Do you think it's different? What kind of humour do you like? Do you like and do you understand British humour or British comedy shows? Tell us about that. Number 37, what do you think of British weather? What's the weather like in your country? Number 38, what do you think of the government in your country? Number 39, if Superman and Spider-Man had a fight, who would win and why? Okay. Number 40, if Iron Man and Batman had a fight, who would win and why? All right. Number 41, who's the best, men or women, and why? Or do you think that there's, you know, no one is the, do you think that no one is the best? What do you think? Men and women, who's the best, why not, that kind of thing. All right. Number 42, can you drive? Are you a good driver? What kind of car do you drive? Have you passed your driving test? How many times did you take your test? Is it a difficult test? What did you have to do in the test? Tell us about cars. Tell us about driving. What about people who drive in your country? What's it like? Do people drive well? Is it nice driving where you live, or is it a nightmare? Tell us about it and tell us why, okay? Number 43, what's your favorite drink? Just simply, what's your favorite drink? Do you have a favorite cocktail? How do you make it? Any good cocktail recipes? Share them with us. Number 44, are you a tea person or a coffee person? Why? How much do you drink? Why do you prefer tea or coffee? Tell us about it. Number 45, what do you prefer, swimming in the sea or swimming in a swimming pool? And why? Number 46, do you like football? Why or why not? Who's your favourite team? Number 47, what's better, in your opinion, British English or American English? Or is that a stupid question? Tell us about why. Number 48, which culture do you think is better, American culture or Chinese culture? Or is that a stupid question? Feel free to just respond to that in any way that you want. Number 49, do you think that we should be spending money on space travel or not? All right. Number 50, have you got any children? What's it like having kids? How did it change your life? Do you think that, what would you say to someone who was like scared or concerned about having kids in the future? What's it like actually having kids? If you don't have kids, what do you want to have them? How do you feel about bringing people into the world? Okay. Number 51, which special power would you prefer? Being able to fly or being able to read people's minds? Or is there another superpower that you would rather have? Number 52, would you like to live forever? If you can imagine you could live forever, would you like that? Or would that be like actually kind of awful? Tell us, would you like to live forever or would you rather be mortal? 53, if you could marry a celebrity, would you? And which one would you marry? Okay. Number 54, have you ever eaten fish and chips? What did you think of it? 55, if you found a bag with £200 in cash in it, what would you do with it? Would you give it to the police? Would you try and find the owner? Or would you take it home? All right. What about this? If you found a bag with, if you found a sports bag full of drugs, like a sports bag full of cocaine, what would you do with that? Would you take it home? Because be careful, if you take it home, then you might get some gangsters chasing after you. Would you give it to the police? What would you do with it? Number 56, which accent would you like to have in English? Scottish, Welsh, Cockney, the Queen's English, American, Australian, something else, or just your own? Tell us about accents. Which one would you rather have? Who would you prefer to meet, Sherlock Holmes or James Bond? All right. What's the best book that you've ever read? That's question 59. Tell us about it. If you had to go to a desert island and you could only take one book with you, which book would you take? Or if you could introduce one book into the school curriculum so that children would be obliged to read this book, which one would you introduce? Okay. Question 60. If you could design your own house, what would it be like? Where would it be? What would you have in the house? Okay. That's 60 questions. There's loads of other possibilities. Hopefully that gives you some inspiration. So you could just pick one of those questions and you can choose the way in which you respond to it. It's completely up to you. What you could do is just pick an episode of Luke's English Podcast. Just pick any episode that you've listened to. Pick an episode and think about it. And give us your comments on it. Respond to it. Maybe there's something that you'd like to say about the topic in that episode. Maybe there's something that you heard me or one of my guests say. And you could perhaps respond by giving your opinion. All right. Good. I really hope that gives you some inspiration. And remember, we're a big, happy family here at Luke's English Podcast. Don't worry about being judged. I'm looking forward to hearing your comments. I'm really looking forward to it. And even if no one else responds, that's fine. It doesn't matter. I've already got a few responses and they're really nice. They're not sort of like super amazing, overproduced sort of masterpieces. It's just Luke's English Podcast's listeners just telling me how they feel and talking to my audience. It's great. All right, good. That's it. I'm now going to go and finish packing my bag, and then it's holiday time. Woo! Okay. All right. So I'll be back in touch with you later on in a couple of weeks' time when I get back. But now, basically, I'm on holiday. All right. So it's goodbye from me. It's up to you now. See if you can fill up my inbox a little bit. I'm looking forward to receiving your messages. podcastcomp@gmail.com. All right. podcastcomp@gmail.com. I look forward to getting a couple of other responses. Okay. Good. That's it for this episode. Speak to you on the flip side, which is another way of saying on the other side of my holiday, just in a cool kind of hip-hop type way. I'll catch up with you on the flip side. I can't be cool, all right? I know I try and speak like a hip-hop sort of man, but I'm too white, I'm too English, and it doesn't work. But I know that. It's all part of the fun here at Luke's English Podcast. Okay, right, I'm now going on holiday. You can just consider some of the questions and send your responses to podcastcomp@gmail.com. And for now, for this episode, it's goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humor and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.